Welcome to Earth Eats, a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan.
And I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
We're celebrating vegetables this week. The cucumber soup is tasty in a bowl or spooned over some fish. And the salad uses carrots, radishes, cucumbers, and seaweed. But first, here's Rachel Lyon with a look at this week's news.
Results of the 2010 elections have turned Congress on its ear, with many of the key players who draft agricultural policy in Washington now out, most notably Blanche Lincoln, the Democrat from Arkansas, who's a big ag supporter and author of the Healthy, Hunger-Free Kids Act. Debbie Stabenow of Michigan is now in line to become the next chairman of the Senate Agricultural Committee, since the Democrats maintain their majority in the Senate. Minnesota Democratic Representative Colin Peterson will lose his chairmanship of the House Agriculture Committee since Republicans are taking over the House. It is expected that current ranking member Frank Lucas, a Republican from Oklahoma, will be given that position. And in fast food news, the San Francisco's Board of Supervisors have declared a ban on McDonald's Happy Meals as they currently exist. The board argues that including the incentive of a toy with meals that have high calorie and fat percentages reward children for making unhealthy food decisions. After the ordinance takes effect in December of 2011, McDonald's restaurants in San Francisco may only include toys if their children's meals contain less than 600 calories and if less than 35% of the calories come from fat. This ban arrives at the same time that McDonald's reintroduced its infamous McRib sandwich, which not only comes from questionable pork sources, but also has 500 calories and 26 grams of fat. Get news updates like this all week long by following us on Twitter and liking us on Facebook. Thanks to Julie Rooney for compiling these news stories. For Earth Eats, I'm Rachel Lyon.
Going to the kitchen now for our first veggie-inspired recipe.
Today on Earth Eats, we're going to talk about something that's not local. It's actually seaweed, and we don't have any seeds around here. Although we do have lakes that have different algaes and seaweeds that grow in them, but I'm not sure how edible those are. I know the fish like them, but I'm going to be talking about some other vegetables like hijiki. We've got some kombu, some wakame. Okay, you can also have the nori paper, and they're very, very healthy. They help with inflammation of joints. They're supposed to have a cooling effect on you, and so it's something that we all could eat a little more of. Today, what I've done is I've used some hijiki, which I've soaked overnight, and it's this nice dark, it looks a lot like giant grains of wild rice. It should taste sweetly of the sea, but it shouldn't taste like a mud pond. You know, so people that don't really like sea vegetables, maybe I would rinse this again and rinse off some of that flavor. And when you mix all these other ingredients with it, it'll taste very familiar.
An interesting addition to this salad is the daikon radish. It's shaped like a carrot, but it's white and can grow up to a foot and a half long. You might initially mistake it for jicama, but it definitely has that radish bite to it.
A lot of times when you go to Japanese restaurants, you'll have pickled daikon on your sushi platter. So a lot of times it's pickled, it's yellow colored. So I'm just going to cut a julienne of this, which is a kind of a matchstick cut. Okay, to that I'm going to add some julienne peppers, a cup of shredded carrots, a cup of cucumber julienne, and then some nice white bean sprouts. All right, to those vegetables, I'm going to add some herbs. I've got some Thai basil, kind of staying with that Asian theme. And it's got that anisey basil aroma to it. And I've got some scallions and mint that I'm going to add. And we're just going to make the vinaigrette right on top of that. Olive oil, juice of two limes. I'm going to put just a little bit of honey, about a couple teaspoons, and that's going to counterbalance that lime, the sourness of the lime. And again, these flavors will kind of counteract the slight funky sea flavor of the seaweed. And we've got some wonderful Chinese chili paste with garlic. I'm going to put about a tablespoon of that in there. All right, I'm going to toss this together just with my hands. Okay, we're going to give that a little taste. Garnish it with a little bit of crab meat. Put a little of that Thai basil on to garnish it. And who could say no to that?
All Read the complete recipe for this dish and see the photos on our website, eartheats.org. Our next recipe is actually garnished with crab as well, but you could replace it with lobster meat or shrimp, or you could leave it out altogether. Your garden might be reaching the end of its productivity for the season, but in case you have some cucumbers laying around, the soup is a great way to do something a little different with them.
It's funny because around here, everyone has a garden. So, you know, there's a certain time of year when everybody has too many cucumbers, too many zucchini, too many tomatoes, and too many peppers. So you just try to figure out how to use them. And this soup is a perfect way to do that. So we'll get started with the cucumber soup. And basically, we're just going to chop up the vegetables and put them in a blender. So it's almost like making a cucumber milkshake. So I've got some scallions. Now these are green onions that I've actually just taken off the top of my bigger onions. And I'm going to use those up. We don't throw anything away, but you could use just regular scallions. Just roughly cut those so that the blades of the blender can grind them up. All right, so I've got that. I'm going to add just kind of, I would say about a clove of chopped garlic, about a teaspoon of grated lemon zest, and I'm going to add a little bit of jalapeno. Then I'm going to chop up two cucumbers.
And you're leaving the peel on there, that dark green.
Yeah, what I want to do is have that pretty color from the peel in the soup. So the cucumbers will give a nice green hue to the soup. Okay, you don't have to seed them or anything.
My cucumbers just smell so fresh.
Yeah, I love to put a slice of cucumber and just a glass of sparkling water. And just it makes it smell fresh and taste fresh. So we're going to add now to the two cucumbers, you'd add about a cup of yogurt and a half a cup of sour cream. All right, and then we've got all those great herbs that we had in the garden. So we have some mint and some basil. Then we're going to add some salt and pepper.
Again, always with your kosher salt.
Yeah, we use kosher salt. I just can measure it better than that fine iodized salt. All right, and now we're just going to turn on the blender and let it go. And it really couldn't get much easier than that.
Chef Orr finished this dish with a dollop of sour cream on top. You could do yogurt, too. Consider using this soup as a sauce over some poached salmon as well. It's versatile like that. Let us know how you like it. Write a comment on our website. And don't forget to check out our Anything But Pie pumpkin recipes. It's all at eartheats.org.
Support for Earth Eats comes from Blooming Foods Market and Deli. Information at bloomingfoods.coop.
Production support also comes from goodsforcooks.com. Online at goodsforcooks.com.
Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media. Thanks for listening. I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
And I'm Annie Corrigan. See you next time.